hey, all right, so it's 9:32 a.m., which is pretty good for me to get up this early. A little tired, though. I may fall back asleep after this, but we'll see. So last night, in my neighborhood, I live on the Upper West Side here in New York, and ABC, the local ABC station, and ABC has a building a few blocks down the street, and that's where they shoot The View. I think maybe The Chew. So they shoot some shows in there, and they also do the local Channel 7 news. There's a window, and you can see them do the news or whatever. And around that window, they have all these TVs where they show whatever's on ABC. So last night, I went down there to watch Jimmy Kimmel repeat. I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun to watch on those TVs. So me and Jack went down there and did that. I got a couple of nice comments on the internet. Not a bunch, you know. And then I got this one like shitty comment on my Instagram. This dude is like, "That sucked." He used all these views. He's like, "Go back to accounting." I look at the guy's profile. He looks like, I don't know. I can't really tell because it's private. And then, but it's like, "I don't know the definition of fear." But then he has a private account. So I'm like, "I think you're afraid of something." So I just write back. I get so mad. I write back to this dude. And I just like, you know, I just wrote, I was like, I was going to act like he's a fan, and I think this is a joke. So I'm like, "Lulz, thanks, always good to have a new fan," whatever. And then he writes back, "Oh, but seriously, that was great." So he didn't say "seriously, that was great," but I'll read the actual exchange, so I'm accurately portraying what happened. It was really odd. Right, then he's like, "Serious note, you got that. See you on TV." So I just wrote back, "Thanks." Then he comments again on the original "That sucks." Said, "FYI, you look like a lame Dimebag Darrell." So this guy just thinks it's funny to insult you, like that's his version of jokes. I took him like being sarcastic. Oh, great, but he was like, he did like it, I think. Still hard to tell, but I'm gonna say, I think he was like, "Oh, that's a joke. Get it? You fucking suck. That's my joke." But fine, as long as he is a fan. Maybe he's listening right now. Oh, if you saw me on TV last night and decided, "Hey, let me listen to this guy's podcast," stop right now. This podcast is not good. I don't know if it's ever going to be good. That was the intention that it started, that it would be good, but I haven't gotten there, and don't know. But just stop listening now. But, you know, those people that listen, you can listen. I mean, anybody can listen. I can't, like, me telling you to stop listening doesn't force you to do anything. But happy to be here. Glad somebody's listening. Somebody's listening. That's thank you. Apple admits it slows older phones, confirming Geekbench report. Those motherfuckers. And I know all these, listen, and I'm all in. I got an iPhone, MacBook, all that shit. I'm all Apple. Because they make it like kind of Once you have, like, the phone, it's like, I should have the computer. It's so much easier. Anyway. And I know all... I always hear people say all the time, like, they make their phone slow. These motherfuckers, they're making the phone slow. And then I know these Apple purists, they'd be like, no, listen, I used to work at the Apple store. I know. They don't do that. That is a conspiracy. Update your phone. And they force the updates. Like, it's fucking, like, crazy. Are they going to stop doing that? Or are they going to say, yeah, we do it. Go fuck your mother. Kind of the Apple way. You know, Tim Cook seems so nice, and you know, when he talks, like, oh, look at this nice older Southern gentleman, and then he's a real ruthless motherfucker, making our phone slow. Apple on Wednesday said a software feature released last year makes your phone operate more slowly to offset problems with its aging lithium-ion battery. Oh, it says it's doing it for your own protection. Really. It's not doing it to make you buy a new phone. It's better because it's older, they don't hold the charge. It's just for you. Apple. I mean, I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna stick with the iPhone. I tried Android. It's just not... You feel like, oh, iPhone is fucked up, and then you go use Android, like, oh, well, I guess it is the best. It's the best. Oh, well. Thanks for the slowing down of phones, so that you, that helps us so much, you dicks. USA life expectancy falls for a second straight year as drug overdoses soar. Well, son of a bitch. We just passed this new tax law. That's going to make us live longer, isn't it? The lower taxes for rich people. And the stock market's up. So life expectancy should be better because there's better... I don't know. Is the life expectancy going down because so many people are overdosing? Is it just like bad, the things are, it's out of whack? Like, if I don't do opioids, which I don't plan, what's my life expectancy is my question. Ooh, stay away from the opioids, kids. I don't like that they're called opioids. Something about the name that's annoying to me. Memphis City Council votes to immediately remove Confederate statues. Well, that's cool. I like Memphis. I went to Memphis once years ago with a buddy of mine because we wanted to go see Graceland, which is pretty cool. It's worth a visit. We drove down there. And we also saw amateur boxing and ate gumbo. That town is all right. And there was, like, cool live music. And now they're getting rid of Confederate statues because the people there are cool. And they're like, fuck this. I don't... If you have some real, like, connection to you... I had a great-great-grandfather. You know what he did? I don't fucking know. No fucking idea. Why? I don't give a shit. Would that be great-great? It might be great-great-great. I met my great-grandfather. He seemed pretty chill. He was a Quaker, so I don't think he was doing shit. Built the house he was living in and was a cartoonist. He was a chill dude. But if he wasn't chill, I'd be like, fuck him. If he was declared war on the country, I'd be like, yeah, my great-grandfather was kind of fucked up. But he wasn't. He was cool. I still don't have a statue to him. Well, there's plenty. There's cool people around. Just put up statues of cool people from then. There's probably cool people down south. Put a statue of them up. you know, doesn't have to be somebody that declared war on the country. Oh. House passes tax bill again with fixes, sending final $1.5 trillion package to Trump. $1.5 trillion. That's a lot of money. Let's stop acting like money even has meaning anymore. It just doesn't. These people are obsessed with it. It has no meaning. $1.5 trillion. We don't have it. And we're just, it doesn't matter. We borrow it and whatever. It's all an illusion. But hey, it gets you shit. That's all people care about. You know, I want money, but it is fake. I want fake shit. I want fame. That's fake. It doesn't matter if you. It's probably fun for like the first week. Then you don't like it anymore, and then you're not famous. After a while, you just become, oh, what happened to that guy? And then nothing. You become what happened to that person, and then nothing. That's all. It's like, where are they now? Nobody even knows you existed, because all the people that enjoyed your work are now dead. Like, who's the most famous person now? Rihanna, or let's say Beyonce. Beyonce is the most famous person now, right? She's she's probably got another however many years. Everybody that listens to her now, let's say, if you're a 16-year-old girl and you love Beyonce, you're going to love Beyonce the rest of your life, right? Say that she's in 80 years, that'll be the oldest music in the world, will be Beyonce. And so 80 years, and then 90 years, most of those people are going to be gone, and nobody's going to think about Beyonce ever again. Maybe. Beyonce might hold on. I'm not going to count Beyonce out. But let's say if you're in Lil Pump. Lil Pump. People aren't going to know who Lil Pump is in 100 years. I don't think. It's a little early on for me to count Lil Pump out. Lil Pump might do some insane shit. But Lady Gaga, very talented. I'd say in 100 years, Lady Gaga won't exist in the world, really. That's a guess. Officials, flu cases are up 758% from last year. I don't get flu shots, man. I don't fuck with that shit. I got one once and it fucked me up. But between the life expectancy going down in this country and these flu cases going up by 758%. That's a lot of percentage. And money being worthless. I don't know. I got to move to Canada. You can't do it, though. They stop you at the border. They know you want to move there. And they don't want you there. I got to figure out a way. If I could become famous in Canada, I'd live there. I mean, Canada's a pretty chill country. They got that Justin Trudeau, so he's like cool. But nobody, I like it there. I think Vancouver. I've never been there, but that seems like, I've been to Toronto. Toronto's nice. Montreal's beautiful. Gets cold there though. I want to live someplace that doesn't get cold. If I'm going up there, I can live in New York where it gets cold. But it's New York. I think Vancouver doesn't get as cold. So I could do that. If any of you are Canadian and have any idea of how I could get famous in Canada and move there, I'm down. I'm ready to go. But I don't know if any Canadians even listen. Any of you Canadians? Let me know. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.